I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
Mojo in the Morning coming up at 7:38 this morning. Women do this 64 times a year, while men only do it 6 times a year. And if you've done it already this morning, you have a chance to win Kelly Clarkson tickets. I'll tell you about that at 7:38 after Shannon gets done with the dirty. Mojo in the Morning show, we're talking about what did you find out from the best man's speech? Hey, Evan?
Yeah.
What did you find out from the best man's speech?
I was actually at my dad's buddy's wedding, and the groom, his buddy Jason, was pretty drunk, and he stood up and would give his best man speech and actually admitted to back in the past sleeping with the bride.
No.
Yes.
What, was he serious or was he joking?
No, he was pretty serious, and it came out to where the speech ended up being something. It was like how he said that, thank God she married him, and it's how you guys can be so civil after we had our relationship in the past.
And he never knew.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it dead quiet there at that moment?
Yeah, the groom actually walked out for a minute. He actually kind of like was pretty mad and upset and walked away, and she went chasing after him, and then later on it ended up being all fine. I mean, they're fine now. I mean...
Wow.
I would love to be at that. I fall asleep at weddings because you've been to 4,000 of them. You know, they're all the same. Something like that happens, that's memorable.
That is great. Anna, hi.
Hi.
Anna, what did you find out during the best man speech?
My wedding, my ex-husband's best man announced in front of everybody, dude, you're making a huge mistake. Don't mail the license in.
Shut up. What was the reaction of everybody?
Silence.
Wow. What did you do? Did you start crying?
Nope.
What'd you do?
Pulled him outside and gave him a swift kick in the beep.
Did you really?
Was the best man drunk?
No, he was sober.
Oh my gosh, man. That's even worse.
You set this up by saying that it's your ex-husband, so maybe he was right.
Yes, he was. And you know it's really bad when you wake up the next morning and go, oh, crap, I really don't want the minister to send the license in.
Oh, no. The next morning.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Jeez.
Kristen?
Yes?
What did you find out from the best man speech?
Actually, the best man called me by my husband's ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, wow.
So he went up there and said, I'd like to congratulate, and he said your husband's name and then said her name?
Yeah, he said Heather instead of Kristen.
And how did he correct himself?
Oh, he just said, oops, we must have liked her better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting.
I'm assuming that he wouldn't have been the best man if you found out that ahead of time, huh?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, crazy. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem.